Aircheckdownloads.com.
Now, Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills in for Ryland today. I'm excited. He texted me last night saying, thanks for doing the show, babe. So I am ready. Let's do this. I feel like I've gone to big school. Temporarily. Hope you're good. This is Superman Lovers and Starlight on Radio 2. That is Dua Lipa and New Rules on BBC Radio 2. So welcome. It is Scott Mills covering for Ryland this afternoon. He is back next Saturday with Linda, his mum. So weird being here. Paul Gambaccini just popped in and I was like, ah, fanboy. Anyway, my BBC pass appears to let me into this building. I've walked the wrong way across the corridor about four or five times. Still don't know where the loo is, but I'm on. Anyway, till six. Hope you're good. So a lot of people will be placing bets and never seeing that money ever again today at the Grand National. Actually, my partner's dad early put he puts a bet on every year, and he texts me earlier going, which horse do you want to back? Because he was going to put one on for me. Not a clue. Like, never done it before in my life. I don't even understand odds. So if someone could explain them to me at some point today, like in a really easy to understand way, that would be amazing. It's so confusing. Anyway, not interested really in your gambling wins today, but we do want to know, and I know Ryland asked you for this earlier in the week, what is the biggest or most bizarre thing that you have ever won? Maybe it was a dream holiday. Maybe you've won some money or loads of money on the lottery. I don't know. I won a year's supply of coffee once. I don't know, a year's supply of toilet paper. Whatever it could be. If you want to share your stories with me, then call Lottie and Fergus here at Radio 2, who always insist on being called Luscious Lottie and Fabulous Fergus. So that's what we're going to call them. It's in the contract. So you ask for either Luscious or Fabulous, okay? You can text 88291 or call, bear with, 08000 288 291. Get in, Scott. And obviously I do have my own email address here at the BBC, quite long established, but just to make it easier for today, because this is not my show, let's send all emails to Ryland@bbc.co.uk. Ryland@bbc.co.uk, 08000 288 291 or text 88 291. Loads of awesome music for you today coming up, including Junior Senior, Lady Gaga, Kylie. We've got some old school dance, Nightcrawler, CC Peniston, and this is Take That.
Oh, I can see the future.
Everyone's a winner, baby, that's the truth.
That's the truth.
Aw, thanks, Sarah Cox, for the encouraging text last night as well. Quite late. Cheers, babe. Right, it's all about the winners today. It's Scott in for Ryland on Radio 2. Who's this on the phone, please?
Mel.
Hey, Mel, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. How are you spending your Saturday afternoon?
I'm having a little cheeky coffee with a friend.
Okay. Is that happening later, or has it happened, or...?
Just about to. Just met up, so I'm just going to sit down and order our drinks in a minute.
Okay, whereabouts?
We are actually in MC Centre in Staines.
Okay. Oh, good. In Surrey, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, it's all about winners today. What did you win?
Well, highlight of my life, really. So I entered a competition when I was about 11, 12, into Going Live with Philip Schofield and Sarah Green.
Oh, yes.
And it was to, send in a joke, and if it was, if you won, you got your joke printed in the Going Live joke box joke book, and I won.
Did they read it out on TV?
They wrote the joke out on TV, but I actually, the reason I found out was I got the book through the post sent to me. So I found out that, my joke was in the joke book, along with lots of other celebrities.
Okay. Can you remember who else was in the book, the celebrities?
Yeah, so there was Bross, Aha.
Yeah.
All the 80s, the 80s bands that were around at that time.
All the big names from the late 80s.
All the big names.
And you, Mal.
And me.
Okay, I did, on Radio 1, I did a 24-hour show recently, which was just jokes for Comic Relief. Raised a lot of money, actually. Let me see if your joke was one of the ones we did in the 24 hours. What is it?
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay. Two-parter. So, what goes black, white, black, white, black, white?
Go on.
A nun rolling down a hill.
See, in 88, that was hilarious.
Yep. And what is black and white and laughing?
Don't know.
The nun that pushed her.
The what?
The nun that pushed her.
Oh, it's a two-parter. It's a classic, Mel.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad. I mean, think of all of the, especially at that time, there would have been millions of people sending in those jokes, and you was the one that got printed.
And, you know, I've kept the book, so I'm going to pass it down heirloom to my daughter.
Yeah?
No? Yep.
Ever thought about doing stand-up, Mel?
No, I'll just sit down. It's fine.
Nah. Okay. I'll let you go off and have your coffee, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Love you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
This is Jonas Brothers.
We go together. I'm a sucker for you.
Everyone's a winner, baby.
That's the Jonas Brothers, who've got back together for Cash. And Sucker on BBC Radio 2. It's Scott Mills here. Hello, Penny, who's doing a lot of ironing this afternoon, saying that hearing me on Radio 2 makes her feel grown up. You're telling me. Right, who's on the line now?
I'm Taya.
Hey, Taya, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. What's your Saturday afternoon plans?
So, I've been chilling today, but this evening I'm actually going to see a friend from uni's first play at the theatre, which is exciting. So that's in Battersea. And apart from that, yeah, just having a chilled weekend.
Yeah, one of my mates is an actor, and I actually, if it's the first night of something, is it the first night tonight?
No, it's actually not, and he's not in it, he wrote it.
Oh, right, okay, so, that's better.
Yeah, because, a little bit different.
Yeah, I can't go to any of my friends' opening nights because it's too terrifying for me. I kind of get the nerves, for him, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. No, luckily, I don't even think he's going to be there, but yeah, just going to see it.
Just got a free ticket, innit?
Yeah, it's been, it's got good reviews as well, so yeah, excited for that.
Oh, awesome, have a great time. Listen, what did you win? This is a good one, I think, from what I've been told.
Yeah, so a few years ago, I entered a competition on Facebook and commented to win tickets for a new festival in Croatia and got a message saying, you've won, congratulations, like, really excited. But the guy said, can you actually DJ, though? And I was like, what?
This is classic, said, right? Yeah, so you've gone on Facebook and it's been glaring out. It's like, blip, 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 free trip to Croatia. And what you've done there is you've not read the terms and conditions, have you?
I didn't read it. He said, can you DJ? And I was like, what? And he said, there's a DJ set as part of the prize. No, definitely can't DJ.
So you, so you had basically, you'd won a DJ set in Croatia.
Well, tickets to the festival, but with the DJ set as part of it, which is really odd.
Oh, right? Please tell me you did the DJ set.
So I didn't do it, but my boyfriend, I had told him, and he was like, we're not giving this up. And him and his best mate kind of taught themselves how to mix in the 2 weeks or 3 weeks that they had. And they went, and they did it.
Do you know how many people are in the crowd?
Not many, I don't think.
How many?
I think maybe like 15 to 20. It was a small festival.
Oh, it's like one of my DJ gigs, yeah.
Yeah, but actually now, my boyfriend's best friend, he, since doing that, has become a DJ. So he has played at Ministry of Sound. He, yeah, plays everywhere. So it's quite a good story, ultimately.
Well, one of the two people that DJed?
Yeah. My
That's
boyfriend's
awesome.
Best mate. He learnt for the sake of going to the festival, and then, yeah, now DJs. So if he gets mega big, I always say that he has to thank me and give me half of his earnings.
Right. You know that, like, pretty much everyone is a DJ now. Like, I turn up and I do some, like, student unions and stuff sometimes, and you'll turn up and it'll be like, Jack from Love Island tonight, DJing here. And I'm like, okay, well, how did you learn how to do that? But it seems quite easy, I guess.
Well, yeah, I guess it depends if you're pre-mixing and then just pressing the play button or if you're actually doing it for real.
I was going to say, what did they play? Did they attempt beat matching, or was it just like, play?
I have no idea. I won't answer for them. They got through it, and that's amazing.
They got through it, yeah. They didn't have DJ names, did they?
Yeah, they. It was Jack Bounce and Jake Beach. Beach and Bounce is what they call themselves.
Classic.
And Jake's name, his DJ name, is still Jake Beach.
Right, so if I looked him up, Jake Beach, I would see that he's probably like headlining festivals everywhere, would I?
Not headlining festivals everywhere, but he's part of Case of Punch, which is in Luton. He's played Zoo Project. Yeah, he's done bits and bobs. So yeah,
this is all your fault.
No, thank you to me, not my fault.
I mean, it's thanks to you that this has happened.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you so much for being on today. That's awesome.
That's all right. Thanks for inviting me.
Currently Googling Jack Beats. Scott Mills in for Rylan on BBC Radio 2. What they've done to try and trick me and check that I'm paying attention is they've put two songs called These Days in within the first half hour, but I'm onto them. This is Rudimental.
I know you moved on to someone new. Aircheckdownloads.com.